No, I mean, if you look at the complexity, politically and culturally, within Region 8, we really have never had any major difficulties because of it. It's always worked, because engineering is such a strictly non-political subject. And they've been plunged immediately into the total non-political atmosphere of Region 8. And it's been most harmonious, so I can't really give you any good stories about clashes from this. The most severe was the one I mentioned about visas, where the Israelis were extremely incensed, because they're very, very sensitive with such an issue. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't, I think it was in Yugoslavia, the meeting, and they hadn't been allowed to go in. And they were very incensed about that. But apart from that, and as I said before, there was the peace between Israel and Egypt. The two chairmen would sit down very happily, chat together, no problems at all.
Mm-hmm.
After the Middle East War, we didn't have any problem. One problem we have had, and that's been going on for longer than I can remember, is that we never get, of course, a representative from Iran. We have a section there which we'd said to headquarters, please don't delete. But I don't know what contact there is. I mean, that was formed in 1970. But we haven't had, we've only ever once had a representative from there, so 1970 to now. And that's the sort of thing that happens.
I remember one meeting we had that I thought must have been almost unique, and it was during the Six-Day War, and we had a representative from Egypt and Israel, both sitting round the table.
Yes, yes.
And they both left early so they could go back to the war.
Yeah.
And I thought afterwards that mailing the newsletters, because for a great many years I used to mail all the newsletters. And of course a lot went into Israel, others went into Egypt. I used to think of when the frontier was the Suez Canal, with the Israelis on one side, the Egyptians on the other, that you would have got troops on both sides, both reading their IEEE literature, occasionally taking pot shots at each other.
Sometimes our structure reflects politics. For instance, we have a Benelux section combining three countries,
yes,
which has always historically, politically, been very close. Now, in Italy, southern Italy, have always been looked on rather as savages by northern Italy.
Yes.
And the further south you get, the more savage they become. I mean, in Sicily is only inhabited by mafia as far as the Milanese are concerned. So we have a North Italy and a Central and South Italy section. And that was formed from the beginning. That wasn't a split politically.
Mm-hmm.
That was how they originally wanted it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So to these extent, we reflect. And I mean, now I'm forming subsections, or trying to, in the Middle East. I have to look at the politics. I mean, it's not a good idea to ask Israel if they want a Saudi Arabia subsection. So you have to try and look at the map.
Yes.
And it's quite bewildering sometimes, because there's about six countries you never hear of, and they're called the United Arab Emirates,
yes,
who have a section. And I have a list of what the countries are in my file, but I never remember who they are.
Mm-hmm.